Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again, and we thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We see that a lot of people's listening in, and we thank every one of you. We thank the ones from the faraway countries for listening. And just everybody tell your friends and your neighbors to tune in tonight and join in with us and worship the Lord with us. We're just here to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and see people saved. So we just want everybody to tell your friends and neighbors about it. Share the broadcast and like it for us, and that'll help the gospel get out farther. And we just want all the Facebook listeners to post their prayer request in the comments below. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can post both of them in the same comment space there. And our subject for today is coming out of Mark 8:36, and it says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" That's a good question.
Yeah.
There's too many of us wanting all the worldly pleasures and want to just gain for ourselves, when we need to be thinking about Jesus, because that's what it's all about. And we just want everyone to just know that Jesus is the answer to everything that you need, salvation, healing, whatever you need. Jesus is the answer. This worldly stuff won't get you nothing but to hell. And we just ask that you consider giving your heart to the Lord tonight. And we just give you praise and glory, Lord, that you're going to touch everybody out there tonight, and that you're going to just put conviction up on them. And we give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
And we're just going to have to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Jesus, and get out about our Father's business, because we've got souls to win and there's not much time to win them. And we just want everybody to join in with us tonight and praise the Lord with us, and just pray for this broadcast tonight. And we just thank God for every one of you that have tuned in tonight. And we have a few urgent prayer requests, so you guys can be praying for them. John Bongrift is needing a miracle. And my niece, Brenda Moses, is needing a miracle. And Brother Billy, that comes on with us every week, his brother and his sister both are in different hospitals fighting for their lives right now. So remember those families, and just pray for the broadcast. And we'll have Tim to come around and sing a song, or sing a few songs. Then we'll have our pastor to come around and obey the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just bear with us here. We're multitasking. We're doing two different broadcasts here, so at the same time while we're doing this other one. So y'all just pray for us.
Thank you.
started here.
Calvary, God's plenty people feel, bless thee. Yeah, we fell to praise your name. He said we're ashamed of him, to us he be the same. When he gave his life on Calvary, he did it for all men. So that I can stand and proudly say, I've been born again, I'm not ashamed to stand and say that I'm a Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say I'm trusting in his word. I'm not ashamed to lift up my
hold to his hand. God's
His hand. You just hold to His hand. God's unchanging hand. I feel your hopes of things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand. You just build your hopes of things eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand.
I'm a We all know that as we read and study
We all know that the end is very close.
Yes.
Praise God. I say it, I guess, about every time. But Jesus said it's near even at the door.
Yes.
And he said, in a day and an hour that you think not, Son of Man cometh. Praise God. But we look around and about what Jesus told them all when he said upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples come to him and wanted to know. And I said it last time. Praise God, he began to tell them all the happenings and the things that's going to take place. Praise God, he said this is the end ain't yet. But he said this is the beginning of sorrow. Praise God, and we're seeing sorrow, crying and dying, and people are dying all over, not only elder people or older people, but children is a dying in that ward the same as the other people is. But you just keep on praying, because I'm a firm believer in the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or a righteous woman. I believe it avails very much. And I believe God still hears. And I believe he still answers. And he still moves. When people begin to humble themselves and pray and cry out to God and call upon his name, praise God, he will hear. And he'll answer our cries and our prayers. He'll meet the needs of his people. Praise God again. I say I appreciate everyone out there. And you just let somebody else know. Praise God. And invite people to come in. And listening, praise God, that we might be able, praise the Lord, to help you or touch you, that you can really get closer and I can get closer. Praise God, I've hit a little bit there at the church. Praise God on the obedience and being obeying the word of God. Praise God and doing what the Lord wants us to do. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, going to make it in, but them that does his will. Hallelujah. And that's what we want to do. Hallelujah. Tonight is do the will of the Lord and to try to touch you and try to help you. I'm telling you, if you any kind of needs, the Lord is able to meet your need. God is able. Praise the Lord to come down and to touch you and help you in sickness, praise God, or whatever that you're going through with. Our God is able. We're going to look here in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, for a little while. Praise the Lord. And about 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, and we'll start in the ninth verse. And I know, praise God, our subject was today. We've got here, and praise the Lord, if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul, what would it profit him, or what would he give in exchange? Say you could gain this world and this world over again. Hallelujah, and you're on this whole world, everything in it, and then at the end, lose your own soul. What would it profit you, or what would you give in exchange for your life? Children, I'll tell you what, too much down here don't matter no more. Because you can hold on to it for a little while, and you can have it, but in a little while it'll vanish away. Didn't the Bible say our life is like a vapor? We're here today, but we're gone tomorrow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But where are you going to spend eternity? Do you know Jesus in the pre-pardon of sin? Is he your personal Savior? Have you given your life to the Lord and asked him to come in to your heart and in your life and take his bow down inside of you? That's all that matters. Praise God, that's all that ever count anything. You can lay out treasures down here, but thieves will break through and steal it. Or you'll die off and leave it. Praise God, that's for somebody else. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's all right. Praise God, when I said that, to say this, lay up treasures in heaven. For Jesus said that thieves cannot break through and steal. For rust and moth will not mildew and will not canker it. Or it will rust away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lay up treasures in heaven. Hallelujah. Because I tell you, that's all that matters. You may do a lot of things in this walk of life. They may not count for anything. But friend, if you'll give your heart and life to Jesus, and when he comes, you'll be so happy and glad that you gave your heart. Because the best is yet to come.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul began to talk here. Praise God in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 9. He said, I'm the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called apostle because I persecuted the church of God. Saul, when his name was Saul, he was a persecutor. He had bound both men and women, hauled them off the prisoner. Praise God, and give his witness against them.
Yes, amen.
And they'd take their lives. Praise God. But one day, friend, I'll tell you what, they was something. Praise God, it got a hold of Saul and struck him down on the road to Damascus, where he was going there to bind men and women and bring them and haul them off to prison. And a great light shined down and blinded Saul. And he fell to the ground and began to cry. And the voice began to say to him, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Yes.
And he said, who are thy Lord? And the voice that spoke to him, he said, I'm Jesus,
yes,
the one that thou persecutest. Friend, I'll tell you, the Lord's a calling people.
Yes,
every day somewhere. Not only is he calling and dealing and knocking at hearts and lives. Come unto repentance. Come to me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. But people are being called out of here day by day. Paul said, I'm not meet to be called the apostle. In other words, I'm not worthy,
yes,
to call upon the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I talked to a man 40 years ago, I guess it was a rough guy. Praise God, he was in a lot of things. And he come to the altar when we was talking to him there, and he said, Don, I ain't even worthy to call on that name. I tell you, you may feel like tonight you ain't worthy to call on the name of Jesus. You may have abused his name. You may have used his name in vain. But because of God's love and God's mercy,
yes,
hallelujah, and Jesus that loved me and you, hallelujah, he's calling people today,
yes,
to come unto him. Saul said, who are thy? Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, our Jesus, who thy persecuted. It's hard for you to kick against the bricks. And Paul fell to the ground, blinded the brightness of the Lord Jesus. Pray, let me tell you, when he comes back, people are going to fall on their faces and they can't look upon him. The brightness of his coming, the countenance that shines, hallelujah, and they're going to try to find a place to hide. And many, many praise God, is going to call on his name. But he ain't going to answer. In that day, he won't hear. Praise God, because he's come to take vengeance upon this whole world. Tonight, he's our Savior. Praise God, it is a bidding and a calling you. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Casting all your cares upon me. Oh, Jesus said, I care for you. Let me say, pastors may not care. Preachers may not care. Friends and loved ones may not love you. And they may not care. But I'll tell you, there's a man called Jesus that cares about you and he loves you. He cares where you at. Somebody said, how much? Praise God, do you care? Or how can you say that? Because he went all the way to Calvary there and he suffered and he bled and died for your sins and for my sins, that we could live and we could have life and we could have him more abundantly. Paul said, I ain't even meet to be called apostle. In other words, I ain't worthy to be called. But by the grace of God, children, we are what we are. And it's by his grace are you saved. Through faith tonight, praise God. It wasn't because I was good enough. I sure wasn't good enough to make heaven a home. You was good enough. But because of Jesus' love and his mercy, he reached down his mighty hand below the bottom and picked us up, shook us off and forgave us of our sins, and said, come and follow me. Hallelujah. The best thing that ever happened, even though it was so cruel and so bad that he had to come and he had to die on the cross. The awful death and the beatings and the scorning and the mockery and the shame that he went through with. But he done it for you and he done it for me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Paul said, I ain't even worthy to be one of his. But by the grace of God, we are what we are. Yeah. I didn't get justice. If I'd have got justice, I'd have had to die. Because my sins were many, and your sins are many. But by the goodness and the love of Jesus Christ, when we pushed him away, and really we might not have said out of our mouth, away with this man. We don't want him. But they did. Praise God, but we've denied him. Hallelujah. But I'm glad that he went all the way to Calvary. It ain't meet that I'll be called one of his. But because of his love and his mercy, we're going to make heaven our home. Because I believe in a Savior, praise God, tonight, that had a love for you and me, said I persecuted the church of God. You look at it here in the days of the apostles in the early church, how they was gathering them up and bringing them into prison and advising them up in the stocks after they had whooped them and beat them because they were preaching. A man had come out from heaven and come down here. They mocked him and scorned him. But he walked the shores of Galilee telling them the love and showing them the love that he had towards mankind. Hallelujah. Church, and he kept on going. They said, away with him. Pilate never examined him and said, what do you want us to do with him? They said, away with him. We don't want him. Crucify him. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful. Oh, tonight, praise God, that he didn't pray for his father to see more than 12 legion of angels. Praise God, but them boys, they were persecuting them. They killed Jesus. They done away with him. Paul was a great persecution. He'd bind men and women, haul them off to jail, give his word against them, and stood there and watched them and held their clothes while they stoned little old Stephen to death. Friend, but I'll tell you, they was a love in this land and this country that the love of God that will pass all understanding and will bring men and women on their faces and on their knees and recognize that somebody loves us and somebody cares about us and somebody by his power and his Holy Spirit, he's drawing men and women. Come unto me and I'll give you rest. Not only will I give you rest and peace, I'll give you eternal life where you can live forever and forevermore. In a land that's free from heartache. In a land that's free from sin. Where there'll be no fighting and dying. Where there'll be no thrills. Praise God, the children's hospital. And walk down through it. Little kids are crying. Begging for help. Pains took a hold of them. Oh, my Lord, we just got to go there, to that land, that place, that mansion Jesus is going to prepare. Hallelujah. Paul said, I ain't even meet none of us one word. I couldn't say myself. I'm unworthy for what I got. But praise God, Jesus made us worthy. Because of him, I can live and rejoice because of him. I ain't of all men most miserable. I'm happy tonight to know who Jesus is and what I'm filled in my heart and in my mind. That there's peace and there's rest and there's comfort. In serving a true and a living God. Do you know him? Tonight in a pre-pardon of sin. Paul said, I ain't worthy. I'm not meet. I'm the least of the apostles. How was I persecuted? Praise God, the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. I tell you, by the grace of God, by the love of God, through the love of Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, you and I can live and we can have life. Yeah. Praise God, and we can hear him when he steps out on the clouds of glory. And church, it ain't going to be long. I said it. Perilous times, dangerous times. Ain't they upon us? The beginning of sorrow. Hallelujah. Throughout our land. In a little while, he that will come. He will come. What's he coming for? He's coming to get them that's made theirself ready. I can make you ready myself. No doubt I'd make you ready. I'd make my family get ready. I'd make my friends get ready. You would too. I guess I'd let them go till time to go in. Hallelujah. And then I'd get them ready. But I don't have that power, that authority. But kill them because I love you. And Jesus loves you. I'm out here telling you that you can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of need and in a time of trouble. Praise God. He's a loving God. A lot of people wasted to get out. Hallelujah. Some even on their dying bed. And then they woke the Lord. And the Lord so loving and kindness that he'll come in and save a lot of them. And a lot of them never gets that chance, so to call on him. Hallelujah. Because death comes suddenly. And it comes to one and all. And Lot don't get a chance to call upon that mighty name that they can be saved. But Jesus said to be ready, for you know not the day or the hour. But by the grace of God, Paul said, I am that I am. And his grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Praise God for the love of Christ. Praise the Lord that there's two hands stretched out. And the Spirit is a bidding people. Come unto me.
Yeah.
I thank God for that Spirit, that anointing that's a knocking at people's heart. Oh, friend, open your heart up. And say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll come in.
Yeah.
And I'll take my bow. Praise God, you may say, I ain't worthy. But he makes you worthy.
Yeah.
He's already paid the sin debt.
Yeah.
He already died for you.
Yeah.
Now all you got to come and believe that he died for your sins. And that he rose again on that third day. And he's alive. I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Woo! It wasn't in vain. Thank God he didn't die in vain. Praise the Lord. But friend, he's going to have a number. He's going to have a people. I don't know who's going to be in it. I don't know how many, but John the Revelator seen a number. He said that no man can number of tongues and languages and nations that stood before God. Man, there's multitudes, there's multitudes out there. Multitudes in the valley of decision. And praise God, they howling between two opinions. I don't know if I want to go with God. I don't want to know. I don't know if I want to serve the world and the devil. Brother, I'll tell you what, you better make your mind up. Because old ship of Zion is about to come in one day. Our brother used to sing it. Hallelujah, old ship of Zion. Get ready to get on board. Hallelujah. Though he's coming. And children, I'll tell you, when you see step out in the clouds of glory, it's too late to pray. You will pray. You will beg. You will plead. You will run for the rocks and the mountains and cry, O rock, and mountains, fall on me. Hide me. But no place to hide at. Can't hear you. Too late. Mercy. Door has been closed. Grace of God. Passed. And you're lost. Can you imagine what it'd be like? Or I'll take you back. Can you imagine what it was like in the days of Noah? People didn't think it's going to rain. I hit on it not long ago. But Noah and them went in. God shut the door. Don't you know when it started raining, people began to try to get in that ship, that ark. No doubt they tried to climb it. There's a beating on it. There's a screaming to the top of their voices. Open the door. Noah, but God shut the door.
Amen.
Brother, he's going to shut the door one more time. And are you going to be on the inside or are you going to be on the outside?
Come on.
Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you, I'd rather be on the inside looking out than on the outside looking in. Abiding and pleading for mercy in the mercy door. I used to sing a song when I was growing up, and it touched my heart many times. Praise God. Mom, Dad went in. Children. Mom went in. The children went in. Dad was left on the outside, saying, open unto us. But they had not the power. Too late. Hallelujah. Today's the day of salvation. Praise God. Thank God. God struck old Paul down. And he heard the voice say to him, why do you persecute thy me? Oh, he said, it's what God bestowed upon me, the grace of God, it was not in vain. But he said, I labored more of all than they all. He labored, didn't he? After God brought him in, he labored, he worked, he preached. He said, more than they all. Hallelujah. Stood. Face whoopings and beaten. But the Lord put a love in him for mankind and womankind.
Amen.
To tell them there's a better way. Friend, there's a better way of serving sin.
Yes.
There's a better way than serving devils.
Amen.
And worshiping the devils. The true and the living worshipers must worship God in the spirit and in the truth. Because God is a spirit. And he's seeking such to worship him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let off that old man. Let off that old coat.
Yes.
And put on that new coat.
Yes.
That new man.
Yes.
Praise God. And I'll tell you, I love this new way.
Yes.
I love this Jesus way. Praise God. It's a lot better, ain't it, than sin. Hallelujah. And I can lay down at night and know if I'll never wake again, I'm going to meet my loved ones. And I'm going to hear Jesus say, come on home, church. Come on home, children. You've been faithful over a few things. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll tell you, after Paul was struck down, he was stronger for Jesus than he was for the devil and for the world.
Amen.
He said one time, he said, I ain't only ready to suffer for the name of Jesus, but he said, I'm ready to die for that holy name. I'm ready to die for the name of Jesus. God put a love in him. He filled him with his spirit. He was with him. Praise God. And God stood by him. Let me tell you, by the grace of God, hallelujah, we are what we are.
Amen.
And God's grace is sufficient.
Yes, it is.
11th verse, he says, therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so we believe. It don't matter where you hear it at. But if you hear the word of God, you believe on Jesus. Don't matter who it's coming from. Don't matter who it is. If you hear the word and you believe the word and you accept Jesus into your heart and into your life, you'll be glad. You'll be glad one day that you live for him. Somebody said that all the church and Christian people is going to be persecuted. No doubt. Hallelujah. For his name's sake, you'll be persecuted.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, but look what's waiting on us. Look at the other side. Look what the Lord's got laid up for you and me, a crown of righteousness, which a righteous judge will give us in that day. And Paul said, it ain't to me only, but it's to all of them that love his appearance. Woo! I'm telling you, I believe the Christian people, the true born again, is going to be glad to see him when he comes in the clouds of glory. I ain't talking about them that signed a church book and put their name in a church roll. I'm talking about them that really got born again of the water and the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Become new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
All things have passed away.
Yes.
Behold, all things become new.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, it'll be worth it.
Amen.
They fit. They die for the name of Jesus. They die for what they're standing for. But Paul said there's a crown of life, a crown of righteousness, laid up first, which a righteous judge will give us in that day.
Yes.
Praise God. And long as this time goes on down here, there's going to be more dying.
Yes.
There's going to be more crying. There's going to be more wars.
Yes.
Wonders of wars. More car wrecks. More people getting killed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. More dying and going to hell.
Amen.
Than they've ever been before.
Thank you, Lord.
Cause. And it ain't because we don't have a Savior.
Right.
It's because people won't call on his name.
Amen.
Why? Because they won't come to him and say, Lord, I'm not worthy to call upon you. I'm not worthy to make it into heaven. Lord, forgive him my sins and come into my heart and my life. And he said he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and all ungodliness. And he's able to make you pure and holy. Till hallelujah, you can hear him say, well done. Enter in to the joys of the Lord.
Yes.
You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Therefore, whether it was you or I, praise God, they are. So we preach. And so we believe. I believe. In a Savior.
Yes.
I can't see him, but I know he's right there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we can feel him. I feel his Spirit.
Yes.
I feel that anointing.
Amen.
I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. My. Church, I told him, I guess it's Sunday or Friday night. We need to get filled up. With the Spirit. And I made a little statement. Praise God. And I know we're supposed to go on. And on into the fullness. And the power of the Holy Ghost. But I'll tell you. Praise God. When we get born again. We get the Spirit of Christ. We ought to be full of the Spirit. We ought to be full of that anointing. And have a hunger. And a desire, praise God, to please him that died first.
Yeah.
Have a desire to do something to uplift the name of Jesus and to present him to a world that's full of sin.
Amen.
Honey, people's dead.
Yeah.
What are they dead for? They're walking around. But they're dead in trespasses and in sin.
Yeah.
And we need to present a risen Savior, a living God, was dead, but he said, behold, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. And because he said, I live, you can live too.
Yes, amen.
There's life in him.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you. There's people out there, and we got preachers that preaching a lot of different ways and say you can believe this and you can believe that. You can still go to heaven. But I'm telling you, if you're going to heaven, you're going in at the door. And Jesus Christ is the door,
amen.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
Only way to make it in.
Glory.
Only name given under heaven gives. You can't believe. Somebody said, I'm going to surround, go around Jesus. I'm going to believe in God. Hallelujah. I ain't going to believe in the Son. Praise God. If you're going to heaven, you'll believe in the Son. You believe on him. Praise God, because he said he that acknowledged the Son said the same as the Father also.
Glory.
You can't have God and deny his Son. Praise God, you got to have Jesus. Praise God, and you have the Father also.
So
he said, I and the Father, and the Father in me, and we in you, which is our life, our strength, and our helper. And Paul said, let's come boldly to the throne of grace,
yes,
that we may find mercy and we may find help,
yes,
in the time of need and in a time of trouble. Is not this a day of need?
Yes.
Ain't this world in trouble?
Amen.
Ain't we in a turmoil? Praise God. Perilous times.
Yes.
Dangerous times on every hand. And on every side. Hatred across our land.
Amen.
Envy. Killing and crying.
Amen.
The only real peace you'll ever find, it's in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord of heaven and in earth.
Yes.
Look to him and live. Paul said, whether it was they or me, but we preach. Praise God, we preach. And so you believe. We preach it. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you believe he's a Savior?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes.
But he that believe not shall be damned. But he said the signs will follow the believer. I believe, don't you? I believe that he went to the cross of Calvary. I believe he died on that cross.
Yes.
I believe they laid him down in a tomb. Hallelujah, little Mary. Magdalene and them run down to the tomb very early in the morning.
Yes.
Got there and they're wondering, how are we going to roll away the stone? But when they got inside, stone was already rolled away. Some of them began to look in. It is two angels, one at the head, one at the foot. One of them asked the question, said, why do you seek the living among the dead? Said, he ain't here, but he's risen. He said, he goes before you in the Galilee. Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you, we're serving a risen Savior. I believe it with all that's in me. Praise God, because you believe from your heart that Jesus died on the cross. You believe that he rose again, do you? We believe that he's alive. We believe from the heart. We confess with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. Or it's me or somebody else. We preach Jesus Christ crucified,
yes,
and rose again. And through him is permission and forgiveness of sin,
amen,
that you can come to him and be saved.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. He said, now if Christ be preached, he's a being preached.
Yes.
If Christ be preached, hallelujah, that he rose from the dead,
yes,
I mean, people's preaching it. He rose from the dead. I just said it. He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He said, how say some among you, praise God, that there is no resurrection of the dead. Well, if we're preaching and the Word of God said he rose, children, he rose.
Yeah,
but how is some out there of preaching that he didn't rise? There's been no resurrection. That's false. That ain't true. Just as sure as you hear my voice and are you breathing tonight, he rose on that third day. Hallelujah. He said, I'm alive. Now I'm alive forevermore because I live. You can live also. And he went out to a mount called the Mount of Olives. And while he talked to them, praise God, he told them to tarry at Jerusalem. Go back now, Mary. And while he spoke the word, a cloud received him up the other side. And they stood there, gazing into heaven. Hallelujah. And he went away. They said, why do you men of Galilee gaze into heaven? That same Jesus, not another. No, that same one you see go away is coming again in a like manner. What's he coming for, preacher? He's coming again. Damn, that's made themselves ready, been born again of the water and of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Have you been born again?
Glory God. Thank you, Jesus.
If you just go up and shake the preacher's hand, he quoted a little scripture and said, you all right. Hallelujah. You never did get nothing in your heart at the beginning.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, Jesus told Nicodemus,
yes,
when Nicodemus come to him by night, said, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher that's come from God. Praise God, third chapter, John. Oh, he began to ask him, how can this be? Jesus began to tell you, you got to be born again of the water and the Spirit. Or he said, you can't even enter in. You can't see. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Praise God. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Till the wind blow, whether it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it's coming or where it's going. Even so, praise God, is he that is born of the Spirit. My Lord, the Spirit used to move through these churches. My Lord, you will know what's going to take place next. It's shouting, it's a running, it's a hooping, it's a hollering, it's a cry, it's a running into the altar of the Spirit and anointing of God. Praise God, with the drawing of in them altar. Hallelujah. But now people is dried up on God, sit down on the Lord, and ain't got no Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. I tell you, they must be sin in the camp when God won't bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
God won't move in a congregation.
Hallelujah.
For we're singing Amazing Grace. People can't raise their hands. They can't raise their voices. Never get in the Spirit. Sit there and stare and look like their best friend has passed. What he might have. But hallelujah, I tell you. But there's a Savior coming back one day. After a while, we ought to rejoice. Hallelujah, because we know him in the pre-pardon of sin. Praise God. He come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Praise God. Where's me or somebody else? We need to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, they'll cut off my salary. Uh-oh. Praise God. They'll cut off my... I'd rather go, my Lord, all of my life.
Yes.
And preach the word of God. Praise God, and get paid to preach what they want to hear.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If I have to preach what people want to hear, I'd throw them a Bible and go home.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you didn't harm me.
Amen.
Praise God. I'll tell you what. All the Lord told me to do, he said, go Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke. Well, I tell you, praise God, the word of God will bring life to you. It'll bring deliverance to you. If you bound the devil, it'll set you free. It'll put joy when you want to kill yourself and when drugs just took you all over. And Jesus comes in, he'll deliver you from them drugs. He'll make your family happy. He'll make your home happy. Your wife will love you and you love her and you love your kids because of the love of God that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, without the Lord, we ain't got much love. Somebody, and I told you over this before, somebody said, describe God. Well, another person standing by said, all I know to say, he's just a great big bundle of love.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God so loved the world, didn't he? That he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some? Praise God. How says some among you that there's no resurrection of the dead? Now listen, but if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?
Amen.
If there be no resurrection of the dead, Christ, man, I didn't know it went this long. Yeah. Praise God. I tell you, if there's no resurrection, then Christ ain't risen. Is he? Hallelujah. But he rose again, the first fruits of them that sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if there ain't no resurrection of the dead, and he said if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Going and preaching, preachers are preaching everywhere, crying out to this lost and dying world. If Jesus hadn't arose, it would be all in vain.
Amen.
Praise God, what Brother Ron's doing down there in Cleveland.
Thanks.
Ain't no need of it. It's in vain if Christ be not risen. What Brother Virgil's doing down there in Texas in the prisons, praise God, and baptizing them prisoners. If Jesus had arose, it'd be in vain.
Amen.
These pastors all up and down the road, around about here, getting people in, telling them truth, getting them saved. It's all in vain. Father, we ain't serving a risen Savior. But you hear me. He's risen. He's alive. Breathe on him and live. Cause there's life in him. The grave couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. Praise God, they tried to write a song about it. Praise God, how the devil thought, boys, I've got him. He did, he thought for a little while, I've got him now. Praise God, he went about shores of Galilee, healing all manner of sickness and disease. He even raised the dead. He cast me out of a bunch of people, praise God. No doubt the devil said. He run into a herd of swine, and the swine run down in the sea and choked down there. Praise God, he cast me out of a lot of people. Praise God. But I tell you, he can rise again. Brother, he rose again. How are they still casting out devils? He's still setting you free. If you're a doper and you can't get off of it, if the doctors have pumped you full of pills and put you to sleep, let me tell you about a deliverer. Let me tell you about a man that's able to loose you and set you free, glory to God. If you're bound by alcohol, if you're bound by nerves tore all the pieces, man, I tell you, I know a man called Jesus can speak to you and you be made whole.
Glory to God. Thank you.
He's still got the power, ain't he?
Amen.
Did he say or didn't he? I got all power in heaven and in earth. He's got the power.
Yes.
Believe on him. Thank God. Well, if he hadn't arose, everything you're doing. Never done, it's in vain.
Yeah.
But he's alive.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, his ears is open unto your prayers.
Yeah.
The Bible said the righteous cries, and the Lord hears,
yeah.
and he delivers us out of all of our trouble. Woo! I tell you, praise God, he is a delivering God. He will deliver you.
Praise God,
he'll set you free. He'll give you joy, strength, and he'll pick you up. Praise God, throw my glasses, put them over in your hole. Praise the Lord, thank God for Tim being long-armed. He can reach and get them. Hallelujah. But church, you reach out to the Lord. Whatever God's called you, get up and get at it. Today's the day of salvation.
Amen.
Praise God, our preaching's vain. Hallelujah. He said, yay. And we are found, we are found to be false witnesses. If he hadn't risen, all those boys preaching, he's alive, he's risen, we're found to be false witnesses. Hallelujah. But I'm glad, praise God, that he's a moving in the hearts of men and women. Cast all your cares on him. He cares for you. Praise God. Found false witnesses of God because we have testified, hallelujah, of God that he raised of Christ, hallelujah, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Praise God, but it says, Father, if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain.
Yes.
And ye are yet in your sins.
Amen.
You're still in your sins.
Right.
Thank God. He's a risen Savior. He's a forgiven God.
Yes,
wanting to forgive you. Pleading. How many times has he knocked at your heart? How many times has the Spirit dealt with you and bent you to come?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you, brothers and sisters, at the time when I was running. I can't tell you the time. I can't name the times and the places that the Lord called me.
Yeah.
And I turned him away.
Yeah.
But thank God he didn't give up on me. He could have. He ain't obligated, is he, to call but one time.
Thank you, Lord.
And if I don't come, it's through his love.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. It's through his mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
That lost person you're continuing unto this day. And the Lord is still bidding you. Come. Come. Don't put him off. Don't reject him. Don't turn him away. Praise God, today of salvation.
Yeah.
Now's the appointed time.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't wait till you get in trouble. And then what's the Lord going to do? Let me ask you, what if you get in trouble? And down, doctor shake his head and say, you're dying.
Come on.
And the Lord not be there. And you call on him. And you can't feel him. He's not knocking. You begin to cry out to him and call on him, but he ain't nowhere to be found. And he said, all day long I've stretched forth my hands to a gainsaying, to a world that rejected me, to a people that's turned me away and will have me. Now your calamity comes. Death comes. And you want me. Oh, friend, come to him. Well, he's a bidding you. Hallelujah. We count it a joy to be here. Thank God for all our people.
Yes.
All of you worldwide that's a listener. Thank the Lord for all the good comments. Hallelujah. We're just out. I ain't out. I've said again, I ain't out to hurt nobody. I'm not out to offend nobody. I'm out to tell you the truth. because I'm worried about somebody's soul. Worried about somebody that died, lost with sin in their heart and in their life. And ain't going to be ready to meet Jesus when he comes. Hallelujah. However the tree falls, that's the way it's going to lay. Hallelujah. Look to him. Let me read another verse before we get ready to come to a close. Praise God. 18th verse. 17th, he said, we're still, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also, which are fallen asleep in Christ, has perished. Them that fell asleep is perished because he be not risen. Look at this next verse. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable in this life.
Yes.
If we have hope in Christ, we got hope here as long as we're here. We got hope. Maybe I'll get saved tomorrow. You ain't got a promise tomorrow.
Right.
Maybe I'll get saved next week. You ain't got no promise. If in this life only we have hope in Christ Jesus, we of all men most miserable. Because when we leave here,
yes,
if we ain't got him, we'll die forever and forever in that awful place called hell. Well, they're weeping, they're wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Lord's talking to somebody. I feel it in my spirit, God's a knocking at somebody's heart. All you got to do is get down there by that phone. You and your wife, join hands. Get down there on your knees, or sit there. Say, Lord, forgive us. Come into my heart and into my life. Bible said he's faithful and he's just.
Amen.
What did he die for? He died to forgive you and me of our sins.
Amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. He's calling today. Hallelujah. Next call might be the Lord coming. Are you ready to meet him? We appreciate you. We thank the Lord for you. Praise God. Appreciate Sister Tim, Brother Tim, Sister Betty, the work that they are doing for the Lord here in their home. Brother Lloyd Earwood got this started. He went on to be the Lord and asked them to keep it going. And I thank God I'm able to come over here and help them out a little. So you just reach out to the Lord, praise God, and pray for them. And just believe God to build them up. But pray for all the people that's lost without the Lord. Homes and families, we love you. May the Lord bless you. Praise God. Till the next time, we'll see you again for God's will. May the Lord bless you. Tim comes, sing tonight. Praise God.
We are living in the final hour.
Yeah, we are.
Can't you see the time is almost gone?
Oh, yeah.
There's no golden grain just when they're on the ground. And there's so much work to be done. So what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy door is closing, coming down.
What you gonna do?
Now we must work, rise out of every fly. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. line still flows. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, let's bring them in. Tell me what you're gonna do, church. Tell me what you're gonna do. How many dying souls hit on you? You're gonna tell them the truth, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming down.
Yeah.
We gotta tell them about Jesus.
Woo.
We gotta tell them about the Lord.
About.
He's the only way. He's the only door.
We
gotta tell them the truth, church. That we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is closing, coming now.
Yes,
he wants me to sing a little bit more of it.
Yeah. Come on. What are you going to do?
We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's your dust on the grain, just when they're on the ground. And there's so much work to be done. So what you gonna do, church? Tell me what you gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, church, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming now.
Hallelujah.
And we left work right now with every fly. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. So the day will come remain, and the love still falls. From the north and the south and the east and the west, let's bring them in. Tell me what you're gonna do, church. Tell me what you're gonna do. How many dying souls depend on you? You gotta tell them the truth, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. You gotta tell them about Jesus. You gotta tell them about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door. You gotta tell them the truth, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is closing, coming now. Mercy's door is open, coming now. Okay, let me find out something else here to do.
Yes, hallelujah.
Okay. We'll do this one right here. He likes this one too. Getting used to the dark.
We're not praying this faith any hard. We're just getting you to the dark with their thoughts talking about.
Crystallize the red by sin, and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being the shining light, we're just doing right in our own lives. A Christian's word all in our heart, we're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark. It's all around us, yet we don't think this world is really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burning for the bitter man. We'll give our brother a healthy hand. It's not to show the world a little spark instead of getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any heart. We're just getting used to the dark.
Anything else to say, Mom? Okay, they're going to pray over the request now. We're going to go back to the other broadcast now, and they're going to pray.
Hallelujah.
You just pray.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we just praise you, and we just thank you, Lord, for your
spirit. Lord Jesus, we come again, God, praying for the needs and the requests,
God.
Lord, of each one, God, tonight, Lord, we know that you hear and answer prayer. We know, God, that you're an all-powerful and a mighty Lord, able, God, to meet every need and request. Visit the hospitals and homes, God. Lord Jesus, for the sick heads and heal their bodies.
God.
Lord, reach out to the lost people, God. They'll wake up, Lord, and they'll be saved before it's too late. Lord, touch every one of them, God, tonight, Lord.
We ask you,
Jesus, deal with hearts and lives, God. Don't let nobody leave here. I'm prepared, God, to meet you, Lord. But save them, touch them, Lord. Touch the brothers tonight, God, if we're unable to come on, Lord. You touch them, build them up, strengthen them, Lord, in the power of God, Lord. Touch our brothers and our sisters all up and down the road, round and about. In Jesus' name we ask you, Lord, to bless them and touch them.
Whether it's physical, spiritual, or financial, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to say good night. And we thank everybody for tuning in and joining us tonight. Next week, come back at 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA Eastern Standard Time. We'll do this again. We thank everybody for tuning in. God bless.
Good night, everybody.